The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when you read in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Fath, the verses related to the treaty are there. And it is very evident that there were a lot of doubts, a lot of difficulties with the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi accepting the Holy Prophet. Let me briefly run through the story. The Holy Prophet, in the form of a dream, as the chapter again tells us, sees that him along with the mu'mineen are going to perform umrah. And so that was a guidance from Allah, a command from Allah, and a promise of this happening. Both were there. So after he woke up, he gathered the believers. He said, this is what we're going to do. We are going to go for umrah, and we will go for umrah. In other words, it's not just a decision that we will make and let's see what happens. It's a decision that we are making, and it will happen. It will occur. It will be the case that we will be in Masjid al-Haram. This was a time that the mushrikeen of Mecca, the ones who ruled over Mecca, were arch enemies of the Prophet. They have fought a few battles against the Holy Prophet, the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, the Battle of Ahzab. These are all fought, and the enmity still continues. These are people that are willing to go to any measure to end the Prophet. And the Holy Prophet says, let's get ready and go. And then when they say, okay, when they are convinced that, okay, we should go, they say, let's take weapons. The Holy Prophet says, no, we're going to go like this. We will not be hurt, and we will do the Umrah. The resistance that existed amongst the companions of the Prophet, without going any further in the story, there was resistance, there was an element of disbelief in what the Holy Prophet saying to be true. Eventually, although the Holy Prophet telling them, this is what I've been told, they came forward. So they took those initial steps. There was resistance, yet the discussions caused them to take those steps and move towards Mecca. They went towards Mecca in an area called Hudaybiyah. The mushrikeen, after getting news that the Muslimin are coming towards Mecca, they arrived in Hudaybiyah and they saw the Prophet and his companions moving in that direction, and they saw that they are unarmed. Different things happened there, but the point right now is that by the end of it, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi signed a treaty with the mushrikeen that they would not fight each other. They would, in a sense, a form of ceasefire, and that they will not go to Mecca right now. They will come the following year. After this incident, doubts in regards to the guidance of the Prophet, in regards to his prophethood, in regards to what he says being from Allah, being guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were there. There were doubts that started coming. Shaitan attacked the hearts of the believers in the form of doubts, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi had said, let's go, we are going to make it for Umrah. And so obviously the understanding was that we're going to go, and we're going to actually go to Masjid al-Haram. But they didn't that year. Instead of looking back, looking within, thinking that the prophet is the messenger of God. His words are words given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Quran says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ, who is more truthful in words than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whose words are more truthful than His? If these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the most truthful, then what He said was true. And then concluding that I have trouble understanding it. I know it's true, I just don't know what that is. I'll wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger to explain to me what it is. But I know, I don't have any doubt regarding what He said being true. And the thought that this didn't happen, let's pay careful attention. This was the thought. See, what was said, according to their understanding, what those words initially meant to anyone who looked at those words, is that we're going to prepare for Umrah, we're going to go unarmed, we're going to go to Masjid al-Haram. So their understanding is, okay, all this is going to happen in one go. We're moving right now, this is what's going to happen. After stopping in Hudaybiyah and signing the treaty and returning to Medina, the thought comes to mind that what was said did not happen. What was said did not happen. This means that what was said was not true. That if it's a lingering thought that maybe not, it is problematic. I'm not even talking about anyone saying, wait a second, this didn't happen, this must be untrue. That is kufr right there. Anyone who had that, that's kufr. They have left Islam, although they might come back, and a lot of people did. Those thoughts were there. Some people went that far, and that's leaving Islam, but then they came back. And this is the average believer, someone like myself and people like me, we would have that problem. Amirul Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi did not have any doubt whatsoever in regards to what the Holy Prophet said being true. No matter what happened, in the treaty, in this incident of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, this prophecy of going to Mecca and performing the Umrah, as the verse says, that will happen, and it happened the following year, and it happened on a greater scale in the conquest of Mecca, where the Holy Prophet went and performed his Umrah as well. All of that happened not in the same go, and that was not intended, although it was mentioned, and it was mentioned without mentioning that this is in the same go for a reason. Part of that reason is it was because of going towards Hudaybiyah in that way that caused them to be able to go for Umrah in the following year and caused them to be able to conquer Mecca and the Holy Prophet go for Umrah that other year. The cause was this, and therefore, yes, this is how it was. You will go, this will lead to you going to Umrah. You thought this meant this year, it meant the following year. That was not mentioned for that wisdom that was mentioned. There was nothing whatsoever that was untrue or half true regarding what was said. But the thing is, we judged those words the way we would think of our own words, and then we saw something that we understood from those words, taking it as average and normal words. We understood that to be the meaning. And then when we saw that didn't happen, we start to question, again, denying it and saying it didn't happen, it was untrue, is kufr. Even doubting, wait a second, what happened here? Was this true? Was this not true? That is weakness in iman. Amir al-Mu'mineen did not have doubts.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi, عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.